Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, if things get bad enough, remember, they can always move to the woods for $19.95. Just get a Starlink and dig an outhouse, and no one will suspect a thing. Just make sure that if someone visits, they're Star Wars fans, because that table and seating section are straight out of the Millennium Falcon. When AI takes half the jobs, I can see tens of millions of people living on BLM land, in converted campers because they won't be able to live anywhere else. Up next, Mark says that women cheat on billionaires, celebrities, and good-looking guys, and that we should choose our wives practically and not emotionally. Why am I not surprised that a dating coach is encouraging men to date and get married? How about men not getting married at all? But that would ruin his dating roach grift, and he wouldn't be able to make a living. Every man needs to realize that she's not your girl, it's just your turn. Number three, now that ICE is raiding so many migrants' homes and deporting illegals, remember that the best illegal alien we've ever had learned English and went home. He set quite the high watermark example. I wouldn't be surprised that because of this, the Democrats start boycotting this movie and the ride in Universal Studios. Here's an even better illegal alien. He also learned English and he loves cats. He wanted to go home, but I believe his spaceship was broken. Moving on, you know the cost of living is getting out of control because couples are becoming thrumples, and now polyamory is becoming the new normal. 51% of adults under 30 in America think that an open marriage is acceptable. But I suspect this is BS because there's no way that a thrumple looks this good. It's a stock photo. Here's what they really look like. Why does the one on the right look like a mix of Ron Jeremy and Jack Black? Number five, is it a coincidence that the sexual assault chart and the one for immigration to Germany line up so perfectly? You know as well as I do that leftists will say these charts are unrelated. They will bury their heads in the sand while Ahmed buries his schwing-schwang in their behinds. In stock trading, this is a cup-and-handle formation, and usually means there's a lot more upside to come. Up next, the US government punishes the Amish with a $100,000 fine, because they won't give their children vaccines. Whatever happened to my body, my choice? The story is from Commie New York State. It was at a 100% Amish-run school for all Amish children, and the matriarchal state was just trying to punish a patriarchal community that wouldn't do what they told them. Just wanting to be left alone these days is seen as extremism by the soy-faced mafia. Number seven, this is what most seamstresses probably thought back in the days just before the sewing machine was invented. As far as I'm concerned, almost all jobs are about to be automated over the next 10 to 20 years. And most people think they're too complex and special to be replaced. I'm just really glad that AI is going to take out female jobs first, like those at call centers, teachers, and office workers. Most of the human race is about to have a collective existential crisis. Moving on, this woman wants you to meet her transgender baby born, a boy but now identifies as a girl. Will someone please lock this woman up and take that baby away? Wear CPS when you really need them. This is the point where mental illness crosses into the territory of being evil. And yet other families are having their kids taken away because they won't vax them. This has to be a fetish for many parents at this point. Number 9, remember that no matter who you vote for, the debt keeps rising and the bombs keep dropping. The debt has to keep rising because we're in a debt-based money system. And if it stops, the currency collapses and we enter hyperinflation. The only thing that can lower the debt now is new technology that America exports to the rest of the world, based on artificial intelligence. During the 90s internet boom, GDP as a percentage of debt fell from 48% to 31%. The hope is that something similar happens with artificial intelligence. Up next, is it true that cancel culture was created because the left can't survive in a marketplace of free ideas? It's true because the left doesn't have as much diversity of thought as the right, and its arguments are illogical and weak, so the only way to win is to bully their opponents into silence. Leftists are feminine, and arguing with them is like arguing with women. It's pointless, and you're never going to win. And if you do win by some miracle, you still end up losing. Number 11, this whammy promotes the idea that women should be aborting males, because if all women aborted their male parasites, the world would be a much better place. But if this happens, how are they going to get the D from the chance? Do it, ladies, and see how long before civilization crumbles and the handful of men remaining impregnate tons of women to try and rebuild civilization. If you find a woman who claims that females are logical, then show her this. Moving on, a study says female nurses cheat more than other professions. But with all the female teachers smashing their students lately, I think that it's teachers who are now saying, hold my beer. Nurses are surrounded by high status, high-paid meals all day in a stressful environment, with plenty of private rooms. It's a recipe for infidelity. Yikes, I just remembered that my mother was a nurse for 5 years before she married my father. What does that mean? Number 13, here's a list of reasons why you should never trust a simp. We used to simply call them blue-pilled men back in my day. Simps are emotional tampons and walking ATMs for women. They always put women's interests ahead of their own, so that's why you never do business with them. Women also have an unholy alliance with simps to take out the alpha and sigma males so that women can dominate our society with simps as their helpers. Simps have a feminine mindset because they're mentally castrated. Up next, there's a chance that Bonnie Blue is a dude, and that she's spoken about her sex change at 12 briefly in a small podcast in 2022, which was taken down at her request. It's quite possible because if you look at her schwing schwing, it looks all mangled and weird, like an Arby's roast beef sandwich. This kid is praying and hoping that it's true because it would be funny. What would be even more funny is her being a him and turning 1,000 men gay. Number 15, almost 40% of companies draw Pride Month branding in for 2025. Pride parades are falling short by $500,000 to $1 million a year. What I want to know is why it takes millions of dollars to run a Pride parade. Where does all the money go? To rainbow-colored floats. I hope next year that 80% of companies get rid of their rainbow color branding. People have now turned on companies and won't buy their products, so they're going into damage control mode. That's all this is. Moving on, here's one of those rare cases where a man might divorce his wife. She gained 65 pounds and looks awful to him, and he's no longer attracted to her. But she tells him that he's obligated to love her no matter what, now that they have a son. She pulled the pin on the fat grenade and knows he can't go anywhere now that there's a kid without ruining his life. Maybe he needs to tell her that he lost his job and then watch as she slims down to find another man. Then quickly tell her that he got his job back, playing mind games with Fatty McFatpants. Number 17, would you rather be trapped in a mall for 24 hours with a silverback gorilla or 5 black mambas? Depends on how long I have to prepare before the ordeal. I'd choose the snakes and hide in a closet and keep real quiet. I'd spray the whole outside of the closet with perfume to throw them off, but watch it have the opposite effect and attract them to me. Then again, gorillas are just chill. Let him have the food court and wait it out. Doesn't he look so handsome in his golf shirts? Up next, women complain that they want a man that's a protector, but then complain that he's controlling when he tries to protect them. Women expect you to guard them from the physical dangers in the world, but God forbid that you try and protect them from their own foolishness. They see that as a violation of their free will. A wise man once said that a man doesn't protect a woman because she's weak, but because she's retarded. Number 19, this picture of Bonnie Blue and Andrew Tate has gone viral. Tate says that he's a feminist and that women should be free to use OF to sell themselves online. He even said that he would sleep with her for $5 million to $6 million. Feminism is just female nature fully unleashed and revealed. Also, it seems like I'm getting a little bit itchy down there and looks like I got an STD just by looking at this picture. I wanted to see if this was an AI-generated image, but Grok doesn't know. Moving on, here's the difference between female gym teachers today versus when I was in high school. When I was in high school, I got a combination of these two women as my female PE teacher. She had the body of the woman on the left and the man face of the woman on the right. All the guys would say that they would smash her, but only if she put a bag over her head. Also, is that the ultimate warrior on the right? Number 21, this woman was jailed for plowing her car through a playground full of kids that were bullying her daughter. She even ran over a 12-year-old girl. Looks like old Crazy Eyes here got a case of Mama Bear Syndrome and went berserk. She's going away for 10 years. But who suspects she won't face full accountability and that she'll be out in only 3 years? Up next, I needed a book like this at one corporate job I took because I always failed to be indoctrinated enough to fit into corporate culture. I found that most people that work for corporations are robots that don't question what the company expects from them and just follow orders. They're rewarded with money and status. But soon AI will replace all of them, and a huge chunk of the population will be unemployed and broke. There were also people in corporations that just shut up and kept to themselves. Number 3, do women have too much power in the sexual marketplace? Whatever you stand up for yourself as a man and don't allow yourself to be manipulated, they call you a toxic narcissist. They want you to lower your defenses so they can manipulate you. But women only have power over you if you let them have it. Women are brainwashed by the mainstream politicians and academics that men with free will are evil. So they try and shame us to stop thinking for ourselves. Moving on, this woman from Muffetchusetts risks losing her six-figure salary as a judge for helping an illegal alien evade ICE. Looks like she hit the wall a little too hard, and suffered some serious brain damage. Then again, I think she's ideologically captured, and she knows exactly what she was doing. Am I the only one that thinks that she won't be fired and still gets to keep her job? She belongs in jail. I suspect that migrant was her boyfriend or something. Number 25 in the last one, what the hell's going on with DiCaprio? He ended his dating under 25 rule and his model girlfriend is 27 years old. Will he now give up being the king of the men going their own way and finally get married? Also, why did he pick a woman that looks like a man with a dirty granny neck? All the women that were dating him were hoping that he would eventually settle down with one of them. And that's why they let him smash them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.